Here's a movie concept for you. High school noir, a detective genre with teenage leads. It's the brainchild of a first-time filmmaker who read a lot of Dashiell Hammett stories and then made the low-budget film called Brick, editing it on his home computer. It won a jury prize for originality at Sundance. Our critic, Bob Mondello, was skeptical, but eventually he was won over.
As with any good noir film, we begin with a corpse. Blonde, attractive, lying in a storm drain. Except that it's not night, or raining, or glistening with neon. Everything is bright and suburban, and the blonde, Emily, is a teenager. So is her ex-boyfriend, Brendan, who tries, with a nerdy high school buddy, to puzzle out what she was trying to tell him in her last phone call.
Emily said four words I didn't know. Tell me if they catch. Brick?
No.
Or bad brick?
No.
Tug?
Tug. Tug might be a drink, like milk and vodka or something.
Poor Frisco?
Frisco. Frisco Farr was a sophomore last year, real trash. Maybe had a class a week, didn't know him then, hadn't seen him around.
Pin? Pin.
The Pin?
The Pin, yeah. Pin's kind of a local spook store. You know the Kingpin.
I've heard it.
Same thing. Supposed to be old, like 26, lives in town.
Old like 26. If you've ever thought teenagers have a lingo all their own, these kids will seem like proof. Unless, of course, you've seen a Sam Spade movie.
Dope runner, right?
Big time.
Ask any dope rat where the junk sprang, and they'll say they scraped it off that, who scored it off this, who bought off so, and after four or five connections, the list always ends with a pin. But I bet you got every rat in town together and said, show your hands if any of them actually seen the pin, you get a crowd of full pockets.
A crowd of full pockets. Keeping up? Well, the pin is as advertised old, though more like 22 than 26, and he is a drug dealer, though just how that connects with Emily is a question mark. So Brendan sets about finding him, at first by asking questions, and then by antagonizing his thugs, who eventually beat him to a pulp and deliver him to the pin's lair. His lair in his mom's house.
I thought we had orange juice, Brendan. I'm sorry. How about some Tang? No, that's more like soda, isn't it?
Water's fine, ma'am. Thanks.
Oh, wait a minute. We have apple juice here if you'd like that.
Apple juice sounds terrific.
It's country style.
That's perfect.
And I'll even give it to you in a little country glass. How about that? Okay. Well, I'm gonna go do something in the other room.
So, how about we take another snap at hearing your tale?
The notion that this hermetically sealed world exists apart from the world that most of us know is not unlike the notion that a romantic, neon-drenched underworld lies at the heart of the big city. Writer-director Rian Johnson has great fun with noirish camera angles and a script sharp enough to slice through the world weariness of high school vamps, drama queens, and thugs. No Raymond Chandler hero was ever as existential as a modern teenager, after all, and Brendan, played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, might as well be Humphrey Bogart in a sweatshirt. Is Brick profound? No, it's a stunt, but a clever, very cool stunt, played not for laughs, though it's often funny, but for keeps, by folks so hard-boiled they already feel, as only high schoolers can, old, like 18. I'm Bob Mondello.